This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
I called with a shower story the other day where my water faucet in the bathroom kept going or turning on by itself. It keeps cutting me off. I've already recorded it 2 times, so you can just trash those and I'll be kind of quick. Basically, my husband bought me this little holder that has Chinese writing on it. He got it from Goodwill about a month ago. He knew I would like it. And so it's been in my room for about a month now. And I had the shower incident where the faucet kept turning on by itself. It freaked me out or whatever. But I was in the bathroom last night brushing my teeth. Got it all nice and foamy in my mouth, you know. And all of a sudden, this lady's voice whispered in my ear saying, "Hey, hello, can you hear me?" And, you know, I got all bug-eyed, and I was like, what the fuck? Like, this is not happening. No. And, you know, I'm just, like, freaking out. Well, he decided to tell me that last night, that there was human hair in the holder thing that he got me with the Chinese writing on it. And I've been holding my hairbrushes in there. And he didn't tell me this. He was like, well, I just thought they maybe, like, held their hair and their hairbrushes in there. You know, he said it was black, straight hair. Really long, and I'm like, well, how much was there? And he's like, I mean, it was a good amount. He was like, I thought it was weird that there was that much hair in the bottom of that. And I'm like, oh my God. Like, I don't know if it was like some kind of ritual or what the hell it was, but now I'm like freaking out, you know, and I already have like, and I don't have, I think I have multiple spirits in my house. None that are evil or anything like that. I don't think they're there to hurt any of my family members. But, you know, we have, like, children playing in my daughter's room. I heard the giggling, the laughing, the running up and down, the pitter-pattering up and down the hallways. And I have a 5-year-old daughter. She plays by herself very well. You know, I've never seen her, like, interact, but she's never said anything. But, I mean, she does play very well with herself. She's the only child, so I don't know. She hasn't said anything to me, so maybe they just come out at night after everyone's asleep. I have no idea. But yeah, this is freaking me the fuck out. Sorry for the language, but I'm like, I don't know. Like, I took it out of the room and I just like threw it down the hallway last night, and I found it in the living room where I had thrown it this morning. And, you know, put it on the counter, and I'm just, like, staring at it, like, whose hair was in this thing? Like, trying to figure out what the hell is going on. And, you know, I haven't had an experience like that since I was in the hospital. I had fallen off the 4-story balcony back in 2010, and I had a room full of patients when I had woken up from, you know, they had me undilated. I woke up, and there was a room full of patients. And this guy was standing over me asking me all these questions, like, who are you? What year is it? What time is it? Like, all these questions and stuff. And, you know, my mom was with me. I woke her up. She didn't see anything. So I was like, well, maybe I'm hallucinating. She's like, well, just tell them to leave. So I told them to leave. I opened my eyes back up, and everyone was gone. I mean, there had to have been about 15 patients in that room. It was freaky. So maybe I was thinking that they were just hallucinations there for a while. When I went home about a week later, I was sleeping in my room and woke up. I was not on any pain medication like that. I was only on Tylenol, and the same exact guy was hanging over, like he was like hovering over me, asking me all these questions again. So, you know, me thinking that he was a hallucination in the beginning, I'm like freaking out. Like, you know, I screamed at him to leave me alone. He doesn't belong here. This is my house. Please leave. You know, it's very stern. He left. And that was back in 2010. I haven't had, like, you know, any apparition talking to me or any of that. So now I'm like, who is this lady in my bathroom? I don't know. I don't mind the children laughing in the playroom and running, but pitter-pattering and some of them were asleep. That I don't mind. But when they talk, this lady's talking to me now, and now I'm like scared she's going to show herself to me, and I don't know. Like, I have smudged the house. I smudged it this morning. I smudged it last night. We smudged the house every single day. So I don't know if that has something to do with it. If we're, you know, we're smudging the house every day, maybe that does. I don't know, but any input you guys can give me, I would so appreciate it. The listeners, anyone, just give us something to work with. I don't know what to do. I'm like, I don't know. I don't, I didn't give her, like, I didn't, like, you know, of course my eyes went, like, bug-eyed when she said it in my ear. But, and it was like, you could feel, like, the hot breath. Like, it was weird. I was like, oh, my God, like, goosebumps right away. And I just, I don't know. If you guys could just, I didn't interact with her at all. I know you're not supposed to. And so I just, like, left it alone, you know, went, and I told my husband about it. I whispered, which I don't know if that helped at all or not, but guys, help me. Okay, I love you guys. I love what you do. Thank you for this outlay. I appreciate it very, very much so. And I'm going to be at EPP very, very soon. Okay, thanks, y'all.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.